The ayes to the right, 397. The noes to the left, 223. So the ayes have it. The ayes have it.
That was the moment the UK decided it was going to start bombing Daesh in Syria. Last Wednesday, the House of Commons debated for 10 hours and voted overwhelmingly in favour of launching UK airstrikes against Daesh. David Cameron fully supported airstrikes, privately calling those that oppose his opinion terrorist sympathisers. But despite this, he won the vote with a comfortable majority of 174.
It's in the national interest, it's the right thing to do, we'll be acting with our allies, we'll be careful and responsible as we do so, but in my view, it's right to do this to help to keep our country safe.
But not everyone was in favour of the airstrikes. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn spoke passionately against them, and urge people to think about the effects the bombs will have on the Syrian people.
Look at what will happen if we bomb Raqqa. Look at the message that's printed in today's Observer from people who live in Raqqa who say there's going to be large numbers of civilian casualties, however carefully targeted the bombs are, and think through this whole thing.
Our university's local MP, Hilary Benn, was one of the 66 Labour MPs to defy Jeremy Corbyn and vote in favour of the airstrikes. As a member of Jeremy Corbyn's important decision-making team, this move was quite controversial, but he argued that targeted airstrikes on Daesh are the only way to eradicate their barbaric crimes.
We know that in June, four gay men were thrown off the fifth story of a building in the Syrian city of Deir el-Zor. The 82-year-old guardian of the Antiquities of Palmyra, Professor Khalid al-Assad, was beheaded and his headless body was hung from a traffic light. We know they have killed 30 British tourists in Tunisia, 224 Russian holidaymakers on a plane, 178 people in suicide bombings in Beirut, Ankara and Suraj, 130 people in Paris, including those young people in the Bataclan. They could have been our children.
So what does this mean for us? Well, beyond joining our allies to fight Daesh, we are spending an eye-watering amount of money on war. According to Sky News, one airstrike mission costs £508,000. That's the equivalent of 20 paramedics, 20 police officers, or 20 teachers for an entire year. This has raised a lot of questions about where the money is actually coming from in a time of such harsh austerity. Well, in his autumn statement, George Osborne forecasted that the country will actually have a lot more money by 2020.
I can tell the House that by 2019-20, Britain is now predicted to have a surplus of £23 billion. Yeah. Out of the red and into the black, for the first time in a generation, a country that inspires confidence around the world because it seeks to live within its means.
Whether airstrikes will make Britain a bigger target for more terror attacks is a huge concern for everyone too. Last Saturday, a stabbing took place at Leytonstone tube station, with the knife man apparently shouting, "This is for Syria." The reaction of this eyewitness then went viral.
You ain't no Muslim, bruv!
Following this, the hashtag "You ain't no Muslim, bruv" trended in defiance of comparing the values of Islam to this horrific attack. In reaction to Parliament's decision, Don't Bomb Syria protests have been organised throughout the country. And last weekend, I attended the protest in Leeds.
We don't want your bloody war! Spend it on the welfare state!
Here's Kazara.
You can't kill an ideology with guns and bombs and stuff like that. The only way you can kill it is education. And if you fail to educate people, people are going to continue joining on the terrorist side, and ISIS already doing what they want.
But the protests won't end here. This Saturday, further Don't Bomb Syria protests are being organised all throughout the country. There are going to be protests in every major city. If you're interested in attending one, just give it a quick Google search and I'm sure you'll find the relevant Facebook page.